Hare Rama. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara Radha Shyam Sundara Hare Jaya Radha Shyam Radha Shyam Radha Shyam Jaya Radha Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Vishwapad Paramahamsa Rukhaya Sota Sato Shishumar Chila Aisi Bhaktivinanta Chami Chila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Vishwapad Paramahamsa Rukhaya Sota Sato Shishumar Chila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Chila Prabhupada Ki Anantakuri Vaishnavarinda Ki Siddhup Sisanatan Vatarganachi Jeev Gopal Vatadas Saraganacharka Sambhavu Ki Prenseko Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Shivajari Gora Bhaktivarinda Ki Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Govina Cham Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govadana Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Maipurav Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki Tulsi Maharani Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Yamuna Devi Ki Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki Sri Sri Gonitai Ki Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Sri Sri Radha Shama Sandar Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki All glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashtapriyesha Badesho Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtikim Ete Cham Sakarapum Sam Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam Indriyarviyakulam Lokam Ridyante Yuge Yuge Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarvapapa Pranashanam Pranamaduka Samanastam Namami Harim Param. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 22nd Chapter, Text Number 26. Namaya Veshitadiyam Kama Kamaya Kalpate Bhajita Kvathita Dhana Prayo Bijaya Neshate Namaya Veshitadiyam Kama Kamaya Kalpate Bhajita Kvathita Dhana Prayo Bijaya Neshate Namaya Veshita Dhiyam Kama Kamaya Kalpate Bhajita Kvathita Dhana Prayo Bijaya Neshate Namaya Veshita Diya Kama Kamaya Kalpate Bhajita Kvathita Dhana Prayo Bijaya Neshate
Namaya Veshita Diya
Matajis. Aveshita, fully absorbed, dhiyam, of those whose consciousness, kama, desire, Kamaya. To material lust. Kalpaten. Leads. Bharjita. Burnt. Kvartita. Cooked. Dhana. Grains. Praya. For the most part. Bijaya. New growth. Na ishate. Are not capable of causing. Translation and purport by and the disciples of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. The desire of those who fix their minds on me does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Just as barley corns burned by the sun and then cooked can no longer grow into new sprouts. Purport. The word maya veshita dhiyam are very significant here. Unless one has achieved an advanced degree of devotion, one cannot fix the mind and intelligence on Krishna, since Krishna is pure spiritual existence. Self-realization is a state not of desirelessness, but rather of purified desire, wherein one desires only the pleasure of Lord Krishna. The gopis were certainly attracted to Krishna in a mood of conjugal love, and yet, having fixed their minds and indeed their entire existence completely on Krishna, their conjugal desire could never manifest as material lust. Rather, it became the most exalted form of love of Godhead ever seen within the universe. Om agyanat imirantasya agyanandana salakaya chakshodan meditam yanam tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati savadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Pajitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare 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 Nama Eva Kevalam Kaulam Nastyeva 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 Gattiranyata Nama Yaveshita Dhiyam Kama Kamaya Kalpate Barjita Kvatita Danaha Prayo Vijayena Neshate. The desire of those who fix their minds on me does not lead to material desire for sense gratification. Just as barley corns burned by the sun and then cooked can no longer grow into new sprouts. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performs these wonderful pastimes in Braj as a gopa, as a coward boy, with his eternal associates, in a very wonderful way. Also, when Krishna is performing his pastimes with his eternal associates, those who have performed bhajan, devotional service, under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, after attaining perfection, they will be able to enter the pastimes of the Lord. As we can see here in this example, so that actually those who were performing this tapasya of Katyayani Vrat, they were not eternal associates of Krishna, but they were sadhakas performing devotional service in previous lives, and then they had the opportunity to take birth in Braj for the last time from the womb of gopis. Also, this explained, for example, during the Sharad Purnima Ras Lila, Krishna called the gopis by playing the flute. And at that time, of course, his eternal associates were there, Srimati Radharani, even the other gopis from the other camps, Chandravali and others. So many gopis were there, and at that time some gopis who attained perfection, they also entered the Rasa Lila. So here, in this pastime of Krishna stealing the cloth of the unmarried gopis, it has been explained in the beginning that when they started the Vrat, so the acharyas have explained, previous acharyas, also specifically in this chapter, Srila Jiva Goswami in his book Gopal Champu has very elaborately explained this wonderful pastime. Here we have 30 verses, a little more regarding this pastime, but in Gopal Champu there are almost 160 verses explaining this pastime. So he has given some further elaboration. So these pastimes of Krishna, and as we know, and as the acharyas, or it is mentioned in scriptures, even one pastime to fully describe would take so much time. So but just in short, sankshep, in short, Sukadeva Goswami has explained about this pastime and so many other pastimes which are there in the 10th canto regarding the wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Braj. And Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore his pastimes are most wonderful, most sweet, most enchanting, more than any other Personality of Godhead. So in the beginning, so the other gopis were also present, and in Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami explained that actually Vrinda Devi was suggesting to the gopis, because they had seen Krishna and they wanted to attain Krishna, they wanted to be with Krishna, but they didn't know exactly how to go about. As we perform sadhana bhakti also, we know we have to be under the guidance of the spiritual master. Then only we can advance. We get some guidance and then we can advance. To some extent we get some mercy. But then we need further guidance to advance more. Even for the sadhakas, as Rupa Goswami has explained, first we have to perform sadhana bhakti, which is divided into two, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So first we know what to do, what not to do. We have to chant the holy names, we have to attend the morning program, hear the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. But then we need some further guidance as we go on, especially if we want to enter the pastimes of Krishna, as mentioned here. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained, and these are actually the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that without following the footsteps of the Brijavasis and entering the platform of Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous platform, we can never enter the pastimes of Krishna. We cannot go to Golok. First of all, we cannot directly go to Golok. It is not possible, a sadhaka. First we have to do sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti, then under the guidance of the spiritual master we may enter the realm of Raganuga Bhakti if we are qualified, and then we may perform devotional service internally and externally. Seva sadhaka rupina siddha rupina chatra hitad bhavilipsana karya vrajalokana sarataha, as Rupa Goswami has explained. Externally perform devotional service as sadhaka, internally when we are more qualified, then we may try to remember the pastimes of the eternal associates of Krishna and Braj. And by hearing their wonderful pastimes as they are described here, as in other literatures of the previous acharyas, as Gopal Champu and other books of the previous acharyas, like Rupa Goswami and others, then we may be able to imbibe the mood of the eternal associates. It may be in Gopi Bhav, it may be in Vatsalya Bhav, or maybe in Sakya Bhav. Whatever Bhav will be there in purified consciousness, that will be revealed, the inclination. And then by performing this devotional service, then we can enter the platform of Bhav Bhakti. So, but that has to be done under the guidance of the devotees who are more advanced. Of course, Krishna is manifest, is there in our heart, is there as Paramatma, guiding also, and then in more purified consciousness, Krishna becomes manifest, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even the spiritual master, then we can get some guidance from inside also. In the Chaitanya Chaitanyamrita also, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained, unless and until we come to the platform of Prem, then we always have to be under the guidance of the devotees who are more advanced. Even that statement, unless we are on the platform of Prem, we have to understand that this Prem, which can be held as a sadhak, that is the Prem Anku, the sprouting of Prem, Bhavavasta. So that is known as Prem Anku, the love towards Krishna. The mature love towards Krishna is slowly but surely it is manifesting. So Ankur, just like if you have a seed, you put a seed in the ground and then it will sprout. Ankurit, Ankur, it is a sprout, it is sprouting. And then you give water and then it will grow more and you have to protect it. And then slowly it will be a creeper, or it will be a tree, and then the fruits will be there. So only the very high stage, then we can directly have the guidance from Krishna or the eternal associates, the spiritual master in his sarup, in Krishna Lila, then we can only in the high stage. But otherwise we always have to be under the guidance. So even here we can see, and so that they had taken birth in Braj, these gopis, but they needed some guidance. Didn't know exactly what to do. That is explained by Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu. So as sadhaka, when we attain Sarup Siddhi, we realize our Sarup. The Prabhupada is explained in one of the purports, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Raghavatma Chantrika, the path how to attain this this love like the bridge buses have. So when you realize your sarup, then you can enter the pastimes. After giving up the body, in one of the universes where Krishna performs his pastimes, and then automatically you'll be, when you come to the mature age of your sarup, then you will be entering the pastimes, and then you will be automatically in Golok Vrindavan also. Because Golok, the Aprakat Lila and Prakat Lila are simultaneously then one and different. So the gopis, and they were wondering what to do, and then very mercifully Vrinda Devi, she appeared So by the influence of Yoga Maya, the internal potency, everything is arranged. Krishna's potency, Yoga Maya, the internal energy. And she came there and she told these gopis what they should do. That is in Prakat Lila, as mentioned here, as we know these pastimes here in Prakat Lila. And she told them that you should take bath early in the morning in the Brahma Muhurta, just before sunrise. So of course also not too early, that is also not proper according to scriptures. As we know, even Nanda Baba one time he took bath and it was too early. And that was considered an offense, and then Varun Dev came and captured Nanda Baba. So here the gopis, the young gopis, they were following the advice of Vrinda Devi, and they were taking bath just before sunrise. And in winter time, as we know, the sunrise is late. Now it is more early, 5 o'clock. And then in winter time is maybe 7 o'clock. At that time, after the month of Kartik, known as Margashesha, or as explained in here also two names, Agrahayan, Mas, even of course there's a name according to the Vaishnavas, like we have Kartik Mas, but according to the Vaishnavas it is known as Madhav Mas. So in this way, so they were taking bath early morning, which is not so easy in the winter, as we know, especially now. In the winter it is very, very cold. To take bath early morning is difficult. Now because, of course, ultimately Krishna is present still here, is always present in Braj, but only Naprakat Roop, not manifest, and only the pure devotees can see him. At that time, so therefore now it is also more cold and more hot. But Krishna's time, it is always very pleasant, almost like spring. All the seasons are there, winter season, even sometimes it may snow, but it is not cold, it is almost like spring. Summer season, it is little hot, but not too hot, not like now. But then still it is considered and mentioned in the scriptures that the spring season is the most wonderful season. But the winter time is cold, but when Krishna was present, it was not as cold as it is now. But still, it is an austerity to get up early and then take early bath in the river when it is quite fresh. But they were doing that. And after that, they were making a deity of Katyayani Devi with the mud and the sand from the bank of the river, Jamuna River. And then they're having some cloth, putting some cloth and some jewelry. And then they were doing the worship of Katyayani Devi. And then saying one mantra, which Vrinda Devi told them, Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Adishwari Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patyame Kurute Namaha Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Adishwari. Suffering respects to Katyayani Devi, who is a great yogini. And she's actually, as we know, usually in Bharatvasa, many people, they worship Katyayani Devi, Durga Devi, and so on, but the external energy, in order to get some material benefit. But the gopis, they were worshipping the internal potency, Katyayani Devi, even Durga, so that is also name of the internal potency, ultimately. So they were worshipping the internal potency, not the external potency. And because they wanted actually Krishna as a husband. And not only that, but they wanted to simply serve Krishna without expecting anything in return. So that pure love, no material desire, I want this, I want that. Whereas materialistic persons, even ladies, they will approach Lord Shiva, Durga Devi, Katyayani Devi, please find me a good husband, please give me a good husband who is very beautiful, who has a lot of money, so I can live very peacefully. But the gopis, they were simply thinking of how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. And they were not thinking that I should get many nice clothes, I should have a nice place to live. and they simply wanted to serve Krishna. At the same time, of course, it is natural for a woman to have some nice saris and a nice place. Then one can be peaceful, not like the brahmacharis, they can stay one place here, another place somewhere else, no problem. And even it is mentioned in Gopal Champu by Jiva Goswami that when they were doing the puja, that at this time actually some of the gopis came, the Tun associates, even at one point Srimati Radharani came also to encourage them to do the puja. So they were discussing amongst themselves also. And they were already imagining, oh, it will be so wonderful that one day, so we perform this puja, and then afterwards, we'll be married to Krishna. They were discussing amongst themselves. And they were saying also, so Nanda Baba will be there, and all the other family members, and also from our side, our family members will be there. And then our father and mother will give our hand to the hand of Sri Krishna. So that was that was the desire, and they were discussing that as they were doing the puja. So that is all for Krishna's pleasure. And then whatever Krishna is doing, of course, and by the help of the yoga maya, the eternal potency or lila shakti, the pastime potency, or the, of course, pleasure potency also, Ladini Shakti, everything is perfect and complete. Also, Krishna is fully independent and he can do whatever he wants at any time, at any place. At the same time, usually he's following some marriage also, some kind of following the etiquette. So, for example, he went to the bank of the Jamuna, and at that time, so it is mentioned here also in the beginning that some small boys were accompanying him. And usually, as we know, and it is explained that the girls, they were in a secluded place, and that was the custom previously, that the men were bathing in one place, the women in another place. Because then they're taking out their cloth, and the young boys, they were going naked inside the water as the gopis were doing, because they were young. Elderly ladies or they will have some cloth covering them to some extent. But then if one is in the water, then usually the cloth will also become wet, and then the form will be very much visible. So therefore they were separated, which nowadays it is hardly done. So Krishna, he didn't want to go alone, so by his sweet will, and he took some boys with him, a little younger than him, but not much younger. This is actually the four, and Jiva Goswami is explaining who the four boys were. There were only four boys. And they were Krishna's very, very dear friends. A little younger than Krishna, but almost the same age. And there, it is explained by Jiva Goswami, and even there's one book explaining for those who want to enter the Gopa Bhav, Sakya Bhav. And the pastimes are there about Krishna with his friends, specifically these four friends, and then also the Priyanarna Sakas, the eight very confidential friends of Krishna who are a little younger than these four friends. And they are helping a little more in the pastimes when Krishna is mature. Now, and the gopis are mature. Of course, Krishna is always mature, but in the pastime, he's not yet completely mature, and neither the gopis. So these four friends are known as Dam, Sudam, Vasudam, and Kinkini. And it is explained that the manifestation of Krishna's mind, intelligence, chitta means either consciousness of the heart, and the ahankar. So as we know, there's two kinds of ahankar. There's bhautika ahankar. I'm this body, or I'm an Indian, I'm a lawyer, I'm this or that, even sometimes as devotees, the pure ahankar is the pure constitutional position that I'm a very insignificant servant of Krishna. Sometimes it is also covered by the bhautika ahankar, and one thinks, I'm the president, or I'm this or that, or I'm the head pujari. No, but we are das, anudas always, but we may be acting as pujari or as head pujari or as president, but we should do this with all humility. And we should try to serve the others. Even if one is a leader, one is there to serve others. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, so when the disciples came to offer obeisances, and then he used to say, Dasasmi, I'm your servant. And truly the spiritual master is serving the disciple also by giving knowledge. And in the beginning, like Prabhupada, he was in the West preaching, giving the holy names and then Krishna consciousness, he had to tell them everything, how to put on dhoti, how to eat. Because there was no culture there in the West. And we're eating with the left hand, not taking bath in the morning. So like a father and mother has to tell everything to the children. So Prabhupada has to tell everything to his disciples in the beginning. And even later on, so he's always there to help the disciples, correct them, or chastise them when they do something wrong. But then also doing everything with love. And Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada also many times in the evening time, when the brahmacharis were going to sleep, in the winter he used to take a blanket to cover them when they forgot. So the spiritual master is always there to serve. And so the real situation is that I'm the insignificant servant of Krishna. So Krishna, of course, is inside and outside, is the same. But at the same time, so Krishna has his intelligence and is the most intelligent. He has a mind. He is Mahaman, is known as Mahaman. And there's a Mahaman Das. We have a proper disciple and others also. Mahaman Das, the great mind. That is Krishna's mind. And he's always thinking of the welfare of the conditioned souls. By the way, but of course, in Braj he's so busy trying to reciprocate with everyone. But his mind mostly is actually absorbed with the gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. And then sometimes it is very challenging. He has so much to do. I mean, we also have so much to do if you are in a position to manage. But Krishna has so much more to do, and he has unlimited associates, and he has to deal with everyone and reciprocate with everyone. So sometimes even for Krishna becomes a little bit difficult, especially when he has to deal with the gopis. Radharani and her group, and then Chandravali and her group, then it becomes a little more difficult. But still Krishna is most expert, and with the help of Yoga Maya or Lila Shakti, everything is somehow being worked out. So the four boys, Dam, Sudam, and what a manifestation of Krishna's existence. Of course, everything is coming from Krishna ultimately. Even Balavaram is the first manifestation. And Srimati Radharani, she's the Aladini Shakti. Shakti is also coming from Krishna. Shaktiman is the source of all energies. So also these cowboys, specifically these four cowboys, are manifestation of Krishna's intelligence and so on. So they were accompanying Krishna and they were there. And on the last day, as we are discussing here, and they were finishing everything and they were taking the bath and Krishna is taking the cloth. And not only Krishna was speaking also, but also these four boys, they were also speaking to the gopis and joking with them. And then I had to just also tolerate the situation. And then, as explained, that because still they're feeling embarrassed, even in front of Krishna, because they were still not married, but although in their hearts they had fully surrendered to Krishna and praying everything, let Krishna become my husband. So it is mentioned kama kamaya. So the desire which they have, that is completely transcendental. So there's transcendental calm, there's material calm, that is lusty material desire, and then there's transcendental calm, transcendental desire. So that is the situation of the gopis. They have transcendental desire, conjugal desire, but it is completely pure. So they were, but still, because they were not yet married, or they were not having yet a conjugal exchange with Krishna up to this point. So therefore they were embarrassed to be there without clothes before Krishna. And what to speak of the four boys who were also there? Although they were a little younger, but still, it is natural that a woman doesn't want to be naked except in front of her husband. So therefore, it is explained again by Jiva Goswami, very beautifully as described in Gopal Champu, that so as they were joking, there was also joking the gopis, and at one point they were diverting their attention. They were telling the boys something, look over there, something is there, you look over there, you go there. And they were looking, what is there, what is there? And then they quickly came out and Krishna gave them the cloth and they're putting on the cloth very quickly. So that they were not able to see them also without cloth. So whatever Krishna does and is perfect and complete and not transgressing even any moral code of this material world. Because sometimes people, they will say, what kind of Lord you are, even in India, in Bharatvarsha, sometimes they say, what kind of God you're worshipping. He was stealing, he's a chore. He's stealing butter and the gopi's cloth. How you can worship such a person? So that is, but there is two vichar, one is lila vichar, the consideration of the pastime. So very beautiful, he's performing his pastimes like, just like a young boy. He was only young, and even sometimes young children, they steal something and the shopkeeper will say, Lala, my dear boy, you should not take this thing without paying. But they will not punish, they will not call the police because he's a small boy. But if an elderly person of a young man is coming and stealing something, they will catch him, they will call the police. But if they're young, no problem, no issue. So Krishna, so he took when he was small, when he was big, he was not stealing anything. Although when he was in Dwarka and the Shamantak jewel disappeared, they were accusing Krishna. Krishna maybe has stolen it, because one time then he came to Krishna. By the external energy, they even accused Krishna. But Krishna is always faultless and perfect and complete in any time. So as a small boy he was taking butter, and anyway still he was not stealing. Why? Because the gopis, they were praying actually, Krishna, please come. They were churning butter and they wanted Krishna to come and take some butter also. And so Krishna is going there. And anyhow also Krishna is Bhagavan, everything belongs to him. And you go to any house in Braj and you will say, oh, you have a nice house. They will say, it's not my house, it's Krishna's house, everything belongs to Krishna. So everything belongs to Krishna. So if the gopis are making some butter, he can take, because the houses also belong to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. And then the gopis' cloth also. So the gopis actually, the manifestation of the internal energy, usually of Srimati Radharani, and the expanded forms of Srimati Radharani. Even the Bhada Jivas, as we know, we also Satchinananda Vigraha. And so the aspect of Balaram is there, Sat, the aspect of Krishna is there, Chit, and the aspect of Srimati Radharani. So therefore it is explained, the spiritual master is the mercy incarnation or the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. At the same time, sometimes also we say that the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram and Nityananda, the Adiguru. The Sat potency is there. But especially in our line, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the spiritual master is considered to be the representative of Srimati Radharani, because most of our acharyas, like the six Goswamis, and even later on, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, they're all manjaris, gopis. So they are expansions of Srimati Radharani. So therefore the spiritual master is also representative of Srimati Radharani, which Prabhupada has also written in his purports. So in this way, so we should try to properly understand these wonderful pastimes which are shown here. And so with the help of the previous acharyas, of course, by Prabhupada's mercy, we can understand his purports. And Srila Prabhupada
So when he was writing his purports, he was consulting the commentaries of all the previous acharyas, Sridhar Swami, Jiva Goswami, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, and then he was writing his purports according to time, place and circumstances. Similarly also the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who continued where Prabhupada left off of translating and giving the purports, they are also referring, first of all they are referring to Prabhupada also, and they were referring to the Krishna book. And they were seeing what Krishna, what Prabhupada is writing, and many times you can see in the purport the writing and Prabhupada's wrote in the Krishna book, and then they are presenting that. Other times we can see them mentioning also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or also Jiva Goswami or whoever, Sanatana Goswami, because that is actually the process of presenting these pastimes. In the purport, the explanation, taking guidance from the spiritual master, from the previous acharyas, and then of course praying to them also that we may be able to present the subject matter to the common man according to time, place and circumstances. So wonderful pastimes are there, and this pastime is very wonderful. And so the gopis, these gopis, they were fortunate so to then have the desire fulfilled on this last day. And it is mentioned also that actually on the last day, so the other gopis like Srimati Radharani was not there, because that would have been a little bit incompatible for the mood which is there. So deep subject matter. But it is explained by Jiva Goswami again also that Srimati Radharani was somewhere else. And so Krishna, after he blessed them and gave them back the cloth, and then as it is mentioned in the next verses that you will have my company after some time during the coming nights. So that was after Kartik, Margashirsha Samas, and Purnima Tithi, the last day. So the Vrat was completed, auspicious Titi, Purnima Titi. And then he was saying, so that the coming nights, that was only then for the Rasa Lila. So that means they had to wait many, many months before they could have a real, again, close association and dance with Krishna. And Prabhupada in one place he has explained that the perfection of life is then to join Krishna's pastime and dance with Krishna. Of course, mostly our acharyas in our line, they are not even desiring to directly have a relationship with Krishna, but they're desiring to serve the divine couple, and especially taking shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, and under her guidance, then serve Krishna or serve both of them. But they were blessed, and then at that time Srimati Radharani was somewhere else, that is explained by Jiva Goswami, and she was feeling separation from Krishna. And then Krishna, so therefore after he blessed them and told them that you will be able to have my company in the coming nights, that means after many months, and then he was saying, now you can go, now you can quickly go. Because he had to go also and see what is happening with the other gopis, and especially Srimati Radharani. A wonderful pastime here. And so just again to conclude regarding the verse and the purport. In the purport, it is explained, Maya Veshita Diyam, that is very significant. That Diyam, that means the consciousness, also as we know, the intelligence specifically, or the consciousness, they were fully absorbed, the Veshita and Krishna only. So therefore, because they were fully absorbed, there was no possibility, because they only wanted to serve Krishna. They're fully absorbed in trying to hear about Krishna, speak about Krishna, remember Krishna, and they wanted to serve Krishna. Therefore there was no question of them having any material desire. And therefore the example is giving, just like if you are barley corn And the barley corn is to be considered the most important of all the grains, most auspicious. So if the barley corn is taken and burned in the sun, dried in the sun, and if it is cooked, then it is pakka, it is completely not to be. Of course, then it can be offered to the Lord and it can be accepted, but it will not sprout. Whereas if you have the barley corn and you don't keep in the sun, or you don't put in the fire, or you don't cook it, then there's every chance that it will sprout. And that means, just like if one's not fixed in Krishna consciousness, even as sadhaka, we have to know, if you are not completely absorbed in Krishna, by always hearing about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, serving Krishna, try to remember Krishna, then there's every chance that again material desires will come, if you are not fully absorbed. At the same time, the purport, also it is explained here, that one cannot fix the mind and intelligence on Krishna if one is not on an advanced platform, if one doesn't have a high degree of devotion, if one is not pure in consciousness, one cannot remember Krishna. But at least one should try, and one should push out all desires which may come all the time. We have to try to just discard them and try to fix our mind. Even though they may be coming, but we should just not pay any attention to material desires, to material consciousness. Because otherwise, then we'll be lost again. So it is very subtle and it's not so easy, but we should try to be fully absorbed. And then no more material desires will come. Also, we have to guard against offenses, because if you perform some offense towards other Vaishnavas, then there's every chance, then surely, because then our mind will not be fixed, then surely material desires will come. So we have to be careful and be always in the association of the great Vaishnavas so that we can advance very nicely. Hare Krishna. Any question? Or comments? Okay, everything is very clear. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And remember Krishna always and the gopis of Maria Soda. Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. Krishna Bararam ki. Gonitai ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.